Yeah, this is a procedure recording for Tasha Graham, T-A-S-A, T like Tom, A-S-H-A, G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of birth 5/11/80, date of accident 5/9/23, date of service 11/17/2023. The procedure that is being done is a facet injection to the right L3-4 and L4-5. And a sacroiliac joint injection for the right sacroiliac joint. These procedures are being done subsequent to an automobile accident that patient had, where she was a restaurant driver and she hit on front right head collision and caused damage to the car, to the front completely, along with headaches, with a history of TBI, loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, forgetfulness, fearful of the event. She started having severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the left buttock, pain in the right shoulder, right hip, and both knees as a major issues. The patient was found to have a suffering from sacroiliac joint on the left side, pain with positive finding of the Faber test and Gansman test. However, she already had a surgery. There are three implants at the sacroiliac joint visible in the X-ray. She also has undergone a L5-S1 surgery, and those structures are all completely intact. Nothing is broken. However, the patient still experienced pain in the right sacroiliac joint quite a bit, and it is disabling her. She did report that the previous injection that was done on 11/10/2023 brought a significant relief in pain in the area of the lumbar facet joints. So she wants to do it again, and if a complete pain is gone, then she'll go for a consultation with Dr. Radden, where she can get the ablation, radio frequency ablation for L3-4, L4-5. Thank you. The procedure for L3-4 and L4-5 on the right, as well as the right sacroiliac joint injections, are done according to the protocol. Patient left the office in a safe condition. Thank you.